Welcome to the Little Mo Show podcast. I'm your host, Little Mo, and I know what you're thinking. Where's Skeet at? Well, he's on tour and he got a regular job, so he's not here today. But you know I wouldn't leave you hanging, so I had to call in my reinforcement. With that being said, I have my family to the right, and you like, who is bruh smiling? I say, who he? Introducing to my right, my brother Antoine Amadeus Thompson, bro.
Man, what up, queen?
How you?
You the only one that can say the whole name like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We go back because she can do that.
Yeah.
So I try that at home, though.
But just in case, because, you know, people that read credits, does it just say Amadeus or does it say?
I like to put my entire name.
Yeah, because we're grown now.
We grown.
And white people treat us different when you use. My real name is Cynthia, in case nobody know. And so everybody calls me Cindy. They're like, where you get Mo from? I said, don't worry about that. That's right. My ratchet side. But when we go in them business meetings and them checks.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to give them the government. But, man, we've been rocking. We was just talking.
Yeah, we go back.
And we'll get into that. But right about now, because I just put you on the spot. Okay. We about to get into That's What I Heard. And with That's What I Heard is where we discuss what everybody's talking about on the internet, because we know when it's on the internet,
the internet. It don't lie.
You know, I was about to say, if you didn't bring it back down from the lie, if you didn't go back to lie, which is too low for my register, then that means you ain't grew up in church. That's the problem. It's a lot of people that be trying to sing churchy, but you could tell who grew up in church because they know how to go up and bring it down.
Come on now.
Speaking of bringing it down, starting off on a somber note, because you heard about Kate Spade.
Absolutely.
She committed suicide.
Absolutely.
Which was a shock to a lot of people. But check it. Not only did she commit suicide, this week must have been suicide week or month, because Anthony,
Bourdain.
Yeah. But that man from Parts Unknown, he commits suicide too.
Right.
And I don't know if it's that the internet sympathizes when it's higher or whatever is considered the elite or upper echelon or people with that bag, that they take it serious. But rest in peace to them.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to say this, and I ain't trying to be funny.
Right.
But suicide to me is selfish.
Yes, it is.
And I don't care what religion you in, when you commit suicide, I'm sorry. I don't think you go to the upper room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It is what it is. And I agree.
And I wished I was friends with some of the people, because they always say, check on your strong friend. You never know what somebody's going through. You know what I'm saying? Because there was a time in my life that I would say, I saw Jada Pinkett talk about it. I heard Kanye talk about it. And I've recently been talking about it, but now people are taking it serious.
Right.
Suicide,
which
has been swept under the rug.
Right.
And in our community, which is the African-American hip-hop community, is so taboo. We don't commit suicide. We don't kill each other.
Right.
No, we kill each other. We don't kill ourselves because we know if you kill yourself, you go to hell. But there's a lot of people, black people, that have been discussing it. But when we discuss it, mental illness or mental health or suicide or depression, we're looked upon as, child, you got money. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Or stuff like that. But when they do it.
I don't think they were. I don't think they were locking any finances. You know what I mean?
And then to add on to that, Kate Spade, after they announced her suicide, her other company, what is it, Francis? She has another company.
Okay.
The sales went up to like 300%. So
disrespectful.
Let's talk about that. Number one.
Right.
What do you think about suicide in the music industry and entertainment as a whole?
Right. Again, I agree with what you said. I don't agree with one taking his or her life. It's selfish. To me, it's cowardly. And just to be clear, we're not attacking anyone that committed suicide. Right? But there's so many options and there's so many ways to go except for throwing in a towel. She has kids. He has kids.
And then they say she left a note that her daughter found.
Right.
And I don't know it verbatim, but just to like summarize it, they said something about she was like, you know, I'm sorry, but if you want to know why, ask your dad. So in the midst of this, Kate was going through a divorce.
Wow.
So now he not only has to live with that, and the daughter has to live with that.
That's a lot.
And her family has to live with that. But now her daughter has to live with, what did my dad do that made it so bad for my mother, who seemed like she had it all, take her life? And anytime you get to that, what's crazy is it seems like a lot of us at our highest point is really when we're at our lowest.
Right.
I always tell people, when you don't see me, that's when I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still getting to that bag. So sometimes it's best that you not see me, because that means I'm strategizing.
You're
everything
working.
Is coming to fruition. When you see me a lot and you think, oh, she popping, she on this show, this, I was like, yo, that stuff ain't no joke.
Right.
And you know, because you're on the road
as
well.
Absolutely.
What are some of the highs and lows that you've dealt with in the industry as well. Just for, you know, so people can know, like, right. just because you are a producer and you're an executive and a lot of things that you have your hands in, it's not easy.
It's not at all. It's not at all. That's a great question. I think the balance, finding balance of balance in family and life versus being professional and being successful. You know, everyone chases, like you said, everyone chases the bag, everyone chases success yeah. and want to be great, but it takes a lot. It takes you being away from your family. It takes you being away from your loved ones, and a lot of family and friends and peers don't understand that. So then
yeah.
it creates a situation where you feel like you have to be alone, or you feel like you are alone when yeah. it might not be the case because of how people treat you. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So when you look at people in the limelight and like yourself, you as an artist, you have it, to me, and not to make it sound bad, a lot more difficult than I do. You're in the limelight. Everybody know who you are. You can't go to Walmart like I can go to Walmart and get toothpaste. They're going to be like, that's Mo.
No, we went there yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And it was a movie.
And my sons was cutting up. And it just seems like I go in there low.
Oh, yeah.
But as soon as they notice one of the kids, because my son got the blonde in his hair, as soon mm-hmm. as they were like, that, I think that is her. Once they start cutting up, and I'm like, sit your ass down. Get your ass off the shelf. That's when everybody wants to, I don't want to bother you.
Right.
But you with your family. But what's crazy is that kind of stuff would make me suicidal, or it makes yeah. me pull out my edges. That's why I wear a lace front. But that's what I love.
Right.
Them love. Driving me crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But the industry side that drives Oof. You crazy, that's the part. I think everybody thinks that's the part of Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the, it drove him crazy.
It is.
Which I'm just like, nah, we know Ye. I don't think he's really crazy. He's hilarious
he's
to me.
So, he's such a genius.
He's such
like,
a master manipulator, yeah, and not in a bad way.
Right.
He knows how to, all right, today I'm going to piss everybody off. Because honestly, every time I see him, he's always, you need anything? Like,
right.
he's so,
right.
He's such a Given. Giver.
Right, right, I agree.
And but then that only child syndrome kicks in, you know. And honestly, I think that he misses his mom.
Absolutely.
But I just want us to stop picking and choosing, having picks on who we're going to feel sorry for when they say they're suicidal, or those who actually, you know, decide right. to take their own life. I honestly, because I've dealt with it, I've discussed it, and I've moved on from it. And I say that's a spirit that's
it
hard
is.
To get rid of.
It is.
A lot of people talk about spirits and, you know, just different dimensions and realms and things that you deal with. I think that's one hard to get rid of because it's so heavy and so prevalent, and it's so it's so easy and inviting.
Right.
In a million years, you would never think that, why would Mo try to kill herself? No, I ain't trying to shoot myself in the head, because
right.
I'm like, what if I don't die, then my shit all... No. You know, trying to, like,
shoot
just
off.
Overdose and do
right.
stuff like that.
Right.
And then when you don't die, you're like, okay, God, I get it. But some people don't
done,
have
right.
that. And I also learned in a course that I took, because I be doing other stuff on the side,
you
going little
to.
Classes. I ain't go
yeah.
to college or nothing. But do you know that 85% of the people that have attempted or committed suicide, honestly, it was just, not like they were playing, but they really were, it's a cry for seeking help.
Attention,
it's a cry
right.
for attention. And attention don't always have to be like, oh, I want to twerk, I want to get some likes.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes people be like, they don't know how to ask for help.
Right.
In this industry, they never taught us how to ask
That's
for
true.
Help.
That's true.
So.
Never taught us and never gave us. They just judged us.
Hello?
And just judge
And
you,
it
man.
Gets hard.
Right.
And I understand why some people be like, you know, I got to fall back from this. But then I also understand when people like Jada Pinkett,
mm-hmm.
her mom and her daughter, when they have a round table discussion, now that they have the Red Table Talk,
mm-hmm.
that's every Thursday on Facebook, which is, everything is internet. My
yeah.
kids don't watch TV.
Wow.
This is
what
they do. I'm just
right?
like, why do y'all have TVs? And I bought them something. I found something at Five Below. It's this gadget goes around your neck, you put your phone in it, and you can watch it like this so your neck don't have to be hurt. So they're making up things. So honestly, that's why I was wondering why we found a TV like this size.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $1,000.
Right.
You can have a theater at your house, but your kids ain't gonna watch
right.
it. Because
everything's
online.
Unless you have online on a TV.
Exactly.
You know
so that's
what I'm
why they have that little fire stick. Don't pay for cable, damn that, because power come on July 1st. But anyway, Jada Pinkett, now, how revealing is this? Because, all right, we grew up. You grew up with your mom and your, both
yeah,
your parents.
Yeah, both
Me
parents.
Too, so
right.
I was considered spoiled, but...
You're the girl. You're the princess.
But, you know, it's a lot of us, and that was a lot of my kids. So growing up with both parents, there was a lot of things that we weren't allowed to do. We wasn't mm-hmm. allowed to say the word lie.
Right.
We wasn't allowed
mm-hmm.
to close the door in the house.
Yes.
You wasn't allowed to... Was y'all allowed to open two cereals at the same time or one cereal?
Well, we probably already only had one cereal, right?
Was y'all allowed to dig in the refrigerator? Was y'all allowed to just stand there and open them up?
I think we had that. We was able to do
was
that.
Was y'all allowed to just walk in your parents' room?
No.
That's what I'm trying to figure
Definitely
out.
Definitely not.
And I'm looking at the round table, well, the red table talk with her mom, mm-hmm. Jada Pinkett, and her daughter. That's, like, so dope to see how, like, how so many things have transcended or changed over the generations. Right. But how Jada actually revealed to her daughter and in front of her mom, because Willow is 17.
Okay.
By her age, she was having multiple orgasms by herself.
So she was a little freak.
What in the... But she said the reason why she did that because she wanted to explore, but she wanted to abstain from men. Now, me and you, we've been rocking with Heaven to be 16. So
yeah,
so mm-hmm. 16 years. So Heaven is a year shy of 17. I don't want to discuss. I'm not going to tell my daughter. I don't know. Should anybody tell their kids about what they
were doing? Here's what I would
say. Or is that keeping it too real? Like, what you think?
I think it's necessary because it opens up a form of communication, and it allows That's her true. To be open to you and willing to conversate with you on that level. So if you're sharing those type of intimate things and just being 1,000 with her, it forces her and allows her to be comfortable to open up to you. That's another challenge.
Because I think I was sheltered. Were you sheltered?
Oh, well, absolutely. I couldn't go
I was sheltered, and I think once I got a taste of sin, that's when I was crazy. Just like, oh my God, this thing good. So I don't want my daughter to be too sheltered, or any of my children for that matter.
Let me tell you
too
this.
Sheltered.
Let me say this. All you can do as a parent is instill the morals and values, yeah. and most importantly, God, Ooh. In their lives. They are going to do, and I'm going to look out there. Let's look at
tell the world.
They're going to do whatever they're going to do. They're going to do whatever they want to do. So why lose sleep? And it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
But why lose sleep? Why stretch yourself out over what they're going to do anyway?
How many children do you have?
Two.
And what are their ages?
5 and 13.
Okay. Yeah, because we, all right, because mm-hmm. Goddess is 13, mm-hmm. and you have a son
yeah,
that's 13.
AJ.
Yeah,
AJ. Right.
But the
and
only reason...
And I had to have, you know, that conversation, like...
What age did you have that? Because boys are different, that's
boys
why.
Boys are different. You know, it's funny because it's so different because I'm over there like, yeah, let's have a conversation. Like,
yeah.
You know, we got a phone call, I was on tour. And his mom called me and was like, yeah, we got to talk to AJ because, you know, he was in the bathroom and he had a girl in the bathroom. And then he opened up his pants and showed the girl his pants. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, son. Yeah, son.
And as a mom, you have to be like, but as a dad. So what did you say as a dad?
Yeah, son.
Oh,
no, I'm telling you what I said.
So what did you say to his mom? Was you just like, okay, let me talk to him?
Well, it was definitely let me talk to him. Yeah. And because... son, and we had that little 2-second moment, but then I had to flip it, and I had to get into reality of, okay, son, we can't do that. We can't do that for various reasons. You know what I'm saying? The girl could have said something that you did something inappropriate.
Exactly.
Now we have a different issue.
You know what scares me about stuff like that? It's not even the fact that, because, you know, the birds and the bees, mm-hmm. exploration, and kids, social media gives all the goodies away and everything. What scares me about it is, and that's why I think I shelter my children to an extent because of who I am and who I want them to be. I don't want them to go through any of the things that I went through.
Right.
I didn't lose my virginity until I was out of high school.
Wow.
So I'm scared to have that discussion with my daughters because I know how easy it is, because that's why I pay my kids so much attention. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to have to go to this and be taking pictures like, okay, stick out your tongue once or twice, but every picture, like, you like you asking for something that you may not be able to handle.
Not even look at it.
But
like
then what I put them up on, too, is me, my mom, and my daughters, I made them watch TCAP with Chris Hansen, To Catch a Predator.
Oh, wow.
Because with these young ages, and my daughters they're taller than me.
Okay.
Heaven is thicker than me. God is... She's 13, but she's the athlete.
Okay.
Her and... I don't know. I'm going to figure the rest. But Goddess, she's like slim. But I was just like, oh my gosh, she has a butt like mine. She's going to be the one that's going to be. I want my room pink. I want to go to the mall with my friends. Heaven has a boyfriend. So I'm just like, how do I preface the conversation? Because I don't want them to. I've been married a couple of times.
Right.
And I want them to know, be a wife. Don't be a mm-hmm. thot. Don't mm-hmm. just be somebody's girlfriend. Have goals.
So can I challenge you? Just like how you talking to me right now,
it's
the same thing. You have to not allow fear to hold you
but
back.
But then they don't talk to me.
So.
We text, mm-hmm. and then I'm working. But then when we talk, I'm like, so what's up, daughter? They be like, nothing. When they call me on FaceTime, do your son do this call, and then put the phone mm-hmm. to the ceiling. I'm like, can I see your face? Girls are just different than boys. It's just weird. But that conversation, I'm really afraid to have that.
Don't be afraid.
You know what I told them? I did like my, well, don't do it. And if you got to do it, my grandmama told me, don't do drugs and don't get AIDS. And then I'm telling my daughter, don't have, like, don't get pregnant. Like, here, take your little brothers. And I know, she was like, no, you don't have to worry about me with that. But
see, I like what you said when you said, don't get pregnant. You didn't say, don't have sex. You said, don't
get
pregnant.
Because when you say don't, what you think they're going to do?
They're going to definitely.
What you say don't do.
Right.
Because I know.
So I like that. I like the fact that you.
But I never snuck it. My kids are decent. And I love that. They don't sneak at the house. They ask.
Okay.
But I just think the sums of money that they ask for. Like, how much did we get when we was growing up? When you go, can I go to the skating rink or can I go?
Maybe $5, $10. Five.
Let me show you
half of the ten was five getting in.
My daughter asked me, and then you had to go I had to take my brothers and my cousins or somebody with me. Now has security.
Mama went to the skating thing with us.
Or your mama say, I'm gonna be here at the thing. Don't make them call over the loudspeaker, because that's when they call your government name.
Right.
And you be like, they be like, yo, mama here.
Right.
And they gonna only call you once.
Mm-hmm.
Or she gonna get left.
That's what's missing today. Like, kids, and not about fear, but it's like it's a level of respect.
Do you think people are trying to be their kids' friends more than their parents?
Absolutely.
That's what I took away. I was like, I'm gonna be their friend.
You gotta find a balance.
I'm your mother.
Yeah, you gotta find a balance. You know, me and AJ, we cool. We talk sports, we talk video games, but. You know, there's a certain tone that I give off, and it's a certain look that
he know
what it is.
And what I wanted to say is that not scares me, but I'm just leery of, because now that, even though my children are, the oldest will be 16, she'll be 16. Mm-hmm. With that, it's like, okay, my songs came out. This is my 20-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. So those kids were babies when my songs out. Mm-hmm. So now they realize, oh, so that's the girl from this, and you're her mom.
Oh,
I'm scared of who they attach themselves to, because... What if I always be thinking, I always think, wish for the best, but prepare for the worst, so I'm not disappointed.
Right.
What if they parents be on some bullshit, and then they try to lure my kids in and do some nut shit, and then just to try to get at me?
Right.
So I'm like, my daughter, friend, you ain't got no friends. You got enough brothers and sisters and cousins. Like, it's enough of y'all.
Right.
You think I'm being too...
Yes.
Protected. Oh,
I think you're being too.
No.
I'm not your brother if I don't keep a thousand with you now.
You're right.
I think you're being too overprotective, and I think you're worrying too much, and I think you're overthinking a lot of different things.
I'm turning to my mom.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking things.
How do I turn my worry down? Like, look at what's going on. Do you see these girls?
Listen, man. Listen. Again. And I know you have it more challenging than I do because of me being a male and a man.
No, but you have just as much as a challenge. Once we done with that's what I heard, we're going to get into your life.
Right.
And, I mean, I think because I'm older and I've been in it longer, but you have just as many challenges.
Right.
We're going to talk about a lot of these challenges.
Right.
Because, honestly, the reason why with my challenges, people see them. And some people make up challenges. Some challenges I put myself in in that situation. But then there's some challenges I didn't even know that was coming. But you have a lot of challenges that you deal with. And I'm just like, what? Damn, how you work to fuck through that?
Right.
And still have to...
Yeah.
Keep a straight face, still got to work,
still got
to make sure you're a great dad,
absolutely.
And still have to deliver.
Right.
And speaking of delivery, did you go to Summer Jam?
Nah, I didn't go to Summer Jam this year.
Because they said...
Swizzle, Swiss Beats, and Timbaland. Oh, yeah, I'm glad I'm...
Is that the same thing they were doing with Just Blaze, says everybody?
Yes.
Did you go to one of those?
Mm-mm. It was kind of like a thing that kind of showed up last minute.
Okay.
And I think they called each other out on social media, and then they had some kind of event where it was like
Who
Just
Blaze.
Who
you want battle? Because you up there, buddy. You're pretty up there.
Man. That's a good question.
Who won't this work?
Who wants smoke, man?
Because, and it's, I love these kind of battles because
yeah,
it's not even so much, like, when you realize, like, dad, like, I have, I've created a part of history. I went to an event in Nashville the other week, and we honored some legends.
Okay.
It was a Legends Gala, and it was Mona Scott, Nile Rodgers, Charlie Wilson,
Definitely legends.
Yolanda Adams and Keb Moe.
Okay.
But what was crazy was I was like, well, I'm here to see the tribute, the performances and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got to honor Mona Scott and Tweet perform. Tamia performed.
Okay.
Avery Sunshine. Well, I did. I honored Mona Scott and I sang a piece of that too. But a Stokely from Mint Condition, they're celebrating 20 years as their group. But when they honored Nile Rodgers, I did not know all that he's done.
Right, that he produced.
People
and
sample
on.
His
yes,
sample.
Absolutely.
Did you know that he wrote, She's Your Queen to
no.
Be? Go, I watched it. Coming to America, when he said he did that, I was like, yeah, right. Coming to America came on. He wrote She's Your Queen. He wrote Just Let Your Soul Glow. He did score for Coming to America. He wrote I'm Coming Out. He did that.
Wow. I knew but he did
I
that
thought
one.
Puff did it.
Right.
And see, I thought... I did not know he did all that stuff. So it's just certain names, once you start naming them off, you'll be like, and once we start naming your discography list, I didn't know he did that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we'll get to that.
It's about awareness. I think that's key. You know, often, and we're in a new day where, you know, like I remember when albums came out, I would open up the CD. The first thing I would do before even listening was
read
look
the
at the credits.
Yes!
You know what I'm saying?
You
so
gotta
that's
check
missing.
Them credits.
You know
what that's
mean?
All we
I
had.
Who's on this
when
thing.
You saw your name in that
oh,
thing,
listen.
I couldn't wait
listen.
To see my name in the credits.
Listen,
are you kidding me?
That's where it was at. So now, with all of the, you know, new technology and streaming and that's kind of disappeared. You know what I mean? So the producer, the respect and appreciation for the producers, I feel are definitely missing these days, you know?
Yeah. And one thing too, producers had a sound. That's why when I hear like a Swiss and a Timbaland go at it,
they both
produce for some heavy hitters. Right. Timbaland with the Missy stuff, Aaliyah and all
that
stuff.
He was a part of all that, man.
And Swiss, like, he's a producer, like, and they both produce for Jay-Z, DMX, Eve, Cassidy, Beyonce.
Yeah, the whole Rough Riders movement, the whole, yeah. They
and they battled
credits.
Out. Did they say, well, who won? Did anybody get any word on who won? Oh, Swiss won?
Won.
Swiss beat Timbaland? Wait a
who
minute.
Who is judging?
Look, hello? Look, we don't.
I don't even, look, when you put them two monsters together,
it's
I don't even feel
like
it's a winning thing. It's just like.
Oh, from a clip. So
nah,
what was
count,
the song that what was the song that won?
I don't know. You know why I don't count, though? You know why I don't count? Because it was in New York, and Swiss is
from
New York. You know, and at the end of the day, you got to go with,
but what's
you know.
Crazy is I honestly think if the producers got together and did like this as a tour, and each artist
crazy.
And the artist that they did the song came out.
That'll be crazy.
That can
still
don't
say
still
that too loud. You ain't hear that, right? All right, cool.
That would be dope. Yeah, all right. Because that definitely needs to happen.
That'll be crazy.
So, well, Swiss Beatz won that battle. And we covered everything from, do you have the new Kanye album?
I do.
How do you like it?
I ain't going to lie, that Pusha T album.
We'll talk about
that's
albums.
That's on rotation right now.
And we really.
Yeah, heavy.
That I like the intro to if you know, you know. Pusha. Everybody's acting like he just came out, but sometimes it takes you 20 years being in the game for people to realize who you are. And I want everybody to know who you are.
Well,
so we're gonna take a quick break and more with Amadeus on the Little Mo Show. Yeet.
OG.
Make some noise.
Back with the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, your girl, your homie, the superwoman, Little Mo. And to my right is my brother.
Brother.
Amadeus. Now, where'd you get the name Amadeus?
All right. So, I first had the name A Boogie.
Before with the hoodie?
Yeah. And then people laughed and they joked. And then I said, all right,
how long
you know
ago was that? Because everybody was before I was Little Mo, I was Sassy C.
Okay.
So, A Boogie.
What made you change? Why did you change your name?
Why would I come out with the name Sassy C?
Is what you wanted it to be.
Sassy C?
Sassy C.
Once see, JJ Fad.
If I would have kept A Boogie, see?
Did
A Boogie,
he added
the hoodie.
Cut you a check. Yeah.
He added A Boogie with the hoodie.
And that's his whole rap name.
Whole rap name.
And he's actually dope.
See?
So, was you an artist first?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you sing?
I thought I rapped.
Like a rap?
Yeah.
Oh God. When was your first rap, and when was this?
I probably was like 14, 15 years old.
But you're like 17 now, because you don't age at all. Like, I've known...
I wish, I don't know, you see these little, you see your brother with these gray hairs,
you
man.
You see, if I take off this wig, I look like Kendrick Lamar, auntie. But, so you was like 14 rapping. What was you rapping about?
Oh, I was rapping about everything I wasn't doing, which is which is what's happening today.
Because we come from the church. So, you know, the church kids,
seven,
when we rap, we was like...
I had seven chicks. I had
every Beamer
Ferraris
Benz
with peanut butter insides. You know, I had spinners. I had everything, man. I didn't even have a driver's license.
Who was your favorite rapper then?
Whoa.
Who was that? What, like,
whoa.
Not LL.
I give you a few. Like, I love DOS Effects.
I was about to say that. Remember DOS Effects?
DOS Effects, Black Sheep, Brand Nubian.
Okay.
I was, and then, you know, once I got...
Because you're from the
Bronx. Yeah.
So, like, who was Terror Squad? What about Terror Squad? Was you more the hardcore rapper? You was, like, the cultural rap that was like, because you know them boroughs when where Brooklyn at,
right?
In the Bronx.
I think what grabbed my attention was the music. It was always the music, and then I kind of started paying attention to what they were saying lyrically, but the beats kind of grabbed my attention first. So it wouldn't matter who it was, because I loved Snoop and Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? When they came out with that album, so if Rough Riders and
Tupac
fan? I like Pac. I like certain songs of Pac. I like
more Biggie.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was just a New York thing or if it's the way that Big, told her stories. I remember going to the Wiz. Remember the Wiz? I don't know if you remember the Wiz, because you ain't grew up in New York.
No, I did grow up in New York.
You did?
But I don't think I went to the Wiz.
Yeah, I went to the Wiz to get my CD. I went through the phase of getting cassette tapes.
Got you.
And CDs.
Was that? Nobody beats the Wiz.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
I did used to go to,
Yes.
Because I remember it was the Wiz. What was the other place?
Wiz, it was like FYE. It was like...
Remember Tower Records?
Yes. Tower Records, Beach Street.
It was another place. Oh, God, it's closed down now. Oh, my God, it's this store. And a lot of them closed down. Everything's basically closed down.
When we come from the era of going...
Did PC Richards used to have? PC Richards, or was that furniture?
That was like... electronics and
Circuit City, that's what I was thinking of. Did they have Circuit City? Remember that?
Yes.
I'm showing my age.
Yes. I did used to go to Circuit City in Yonkers.
Circuit City was like, there was a lot of places. There were a lot of places we could get albums. Now everything is strictly to the phone.
Man, don't you miss it? Like we used to run to get the CD.
Remember because PBM, Platinum Boy Music.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still with Bad Boy?
Yeah, that's a hitman. Yeah, once a hitman, always a hitman.
Always a hitman. Because remember, everybody had the jackets.
Right.
Wow.
Ava
and
Rex's.
Remember when Puff would drop an album? And what was that? Was that 8th Avenue or 6th Avenue?
Talking about when they was at 1740. And was that Virgin?
Virgin Records. So remember, he would have the line wrapped around the corner. Yes. And everybody had the Bad Boy jacket.
Yep. Street Team and all
the
that.
The Street Team was crazy.
Don't you miss it, man?
Because everybody had an in-store. When your album came out as an artist, you would go there, sign your autographs, and it would be
take
crazy.
Pictures and
now it's like you just get on here and you talk crazy.
Click a button, everybody got it.
It's, you know what we miss? The industry is missing the intimate, but it's like
the
you
touch
felt, because you can get close to an artist now because they walk up the street and everybody with social media makes you feel like you're cool and close to them anyway. But artists back in the day, or I would say from our time on back, we had this connection with our fans that, even if they didn't get a chance to meet you in person, they still rock with you. Mm-hmm. Like, we made you feel, or when you came to the city, they would show
up
and line be wrapped around the corner because they felt you. It felt like you were talking to them through your songs.
Right.
So I think that's what first connected me to you. I was just like, I was hearing your work. Let's give everyone, just in case they've been hiding under a rock.
Okay.
Where you got your start at? What was do you remember your first placement?
My first placement was Foxy Brown.
Which song?
Cradle to the Grave, which was the actual title song to the movie and soundtrack that came out with DMX and Jet Li and Gabrielle and Union. That's my start.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And then she had another record, like a street record, that was a diss record against Eve. And I remember being scared to death because I thought, the whole Rough Riders was going to show up in front of my house.
Because Rough Riders used to roll deep, and they came up on their bikes. They was like the East Coast Death Row because it was a whole lot of them.
Yeah, it was real.
And their Double R crew did not play. Mm-hmm. And they would like the whole East Coast.
Yeah. So it was a movement. So that was my start. And
how'd you get that record in her hands? Because now you could email it to them, but back then you really had to be out here.
Right. One of my cousins' name was Joe Thompson. And he was working for Anton Marchand, who's her brother. And he was working at Interscope Records. I think he was like the director of A&R or something like that.
Because he started running it at one point. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I met with him, played him some beats, and he loved what he heard and was like, my sister's in the studio tonight. Chung King, and I knew he worked at a Chung King before.
Chung King.
In the city. Chung King Studios.
Yeah. It's closed, ain't it?
Yes. Right. So, worked in Chung King. He's like, meet my sister in the studio, go play her some beats. And he's like, play
these.
Was
this before she was popping?
She was popping. She was popping. She had already
had... the name yet?
She already had a few albums out. She had albums out.
Okay.
I think this is probably like the return. Remember, because she got signed again to Def Jam when Jay-Z was up there.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was like the return. So she was popping and went to the studio, played some beats, picked out a few beats, left it with her, got a call the next day like, she recorded two songs.
Damn.
One, Cradle to the Grave, is going to be for like a movie soundtrack. The other one, and he was like, I'm going to let you just come and hear it. And she played it and I'm like, yeah, but you're going out Eve. Like, I like Eve. And she was like, yeah, but you know, and I'm like.
But ain't that a tough, yeah, that is a real tough decision.
So Flex drops the record. First time hearing a song of mine on the radio. Flex is dropping bombs on the record. Yo, this new Foxy Brown is crazy. It's going crazy. Eve, you're finished. And I'm like, cool. So I didn't know whether to be excited or like nervous. And then, you know, some of the OGs kind of schooled me like, yo, young man, you did the beat. Like, you ain't got nothing to do with the lyrics of what was said on the song. That's between her. And I was like, all right, cool. So that was my start.
Got you.
You know what I mean? And not too long after that, man.
Then your name started ringing like heavy bells. How did you hook up with Puff? How did you get a part of
that? That was way after we worked. Like, I had already produced for over 50 artists before even kind of getting in that door.
Damn.
So I already had, you know, kind of hustled.
Who was hustling your stuff for you? That's about to say. You
me.
Never had anybody, well, let me.
Like, really, like, known and like known representation. I had a few manager and so-and-so here and
but
there.
But you've always been the.
Oh, yeah, I was hustling.
When you hear Amadeus, you see Amadeus. Not 100 other people. And you always keep your family close with you.
Absolutely.
That's why I was like, yo, he has
my
little
sister.
I haven't seen his sister since she was little. Now she's a grown woman.
Telling me telling me what to do.
Making sure we ain't ashy, though.
You know what I'm saying? Greasing on.
Looking out. She's been looking out for me. Like, even, when we was at the church, she always made sure I was good.
That's just right there, man.
That's good to keep your family with you.
Absolutely.
What's the importance that you feel is keeping family close?
Those are the realest ones. Those are the realest ones. They know you in and out. Like, everybody's calling me Amadeus and appreciating Amadeus, but they know, like, when you mentioned, they know Antoine. They don't, the world, social media world, the music industry don't know Antoine, so they know me. They came up with me. They was with me when my breath was stinking. They was with me when my drawers was, you know what I'm saying? Like, so they know. So how do you replace those important people with those that just appear because of your stardom, appear because of your name, appear because of your success, and want to attach themselves to you? It's like, I want to keep those that I know genuinely love me and have, you know, my back regardless. So, you know, that's an easy decision.
Yeah, I mean, people get
distracted. They get distracted and want to have crews and want to have, you know, large teams. Like, you know,
just
when you invited me to do
the
show, which I'm appreciative, like, you know, send me who you bring in. And I'm like, on the list is my family, my sister, my brother, my photographer. That's it. I travel light, travel far. I don't need no crazy entourage. I don't need 15 people. I don't need.
You've been like that since I've known you.
For what?
It's never been nothing extra or we'll go to this, go to that. Mm-mm. Like, you do pretty much hands-on yourself. And that's honestly a great way to keep all the money in-house and not have to worry about too much other crazy stuff.
But let me ask you this. So we talking about all these other people, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if they know the history, man. Like,
yeah, we about to get into our history.
Like brand new.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I, we got two versions for those that sometimes I featuring Jim Jones and Fab.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We got Yeah Yeah Yeah.
Yep.
With Marie Ben Ari.
We didn't do a video. But with Brand New, everybody's like, well, what's Brand New? Off my Meet the Girl Next Door album.
Classic.
When I first with your boy, I was scared of your choke, because I was so sure you'd break my heart. I wasn't strong enough to let down my guard till you told me. Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to sip.
Sip the tea.
Get emotional.
But it's like, one thing about you, you've always been consistent in this ever-changing industry.
Right.
What's some of the things that you've done and taken in consideration to keep yourself relevant since a lot has changed since then?
Mm-hmm.
But that record right there, that's how I met Teyana Taylor.
Wow.
She had sang it and put it on YouTube and she killed it. I was like, oh my God, like,
really?
This show is classy. And after that, she and I became real close. And I didn't she can sing thing.
Right.
So how have you managed to, I guess, survive not only the turn up, but the industry shift?
Right.
Because everybody, people, let me send you a beat, and it's deeper and bigger than that.
I think it's a feeling, and that's what connected us. And, you know, even the new stuff that we're working on now, you kind of said what you needed and was like, yo, we need to go back to Brand New.
Yeah.
And immediately I knew what you meant. I knew what you were talking about. And
yeah.
I feel like that's one of the things that sustained me is I'm giving you guys as artists in the world my true self. Whatever I make beat wise, track wise, is what I felt at that moment.
Gotcha.
So if it's a ballad, if it's R&B, then it's love. You know what I'm saying? If it's raw and edgy, then I might have been pissed off. Somebody may ain't pay me my check, you know what I'm saying? My son maybe been, you know, misbehaved. You know, maybe I got an argument with the queen. Like, these are all real emotions, and I feel like that's why you love my sound is because you feel it. When you listen, you feel
it. That's what it is.
And I feel like, I don't want to say that's missing.
No, that's what I was going to say.
You know what I mean?
That sound. When you hear Amadeus, when you hear your music, mm-hmm. when you hear a Swiss Beats,
right.
when you hear a Timbaland, like right. you know you have your sound.
Right.
Everybody has a sound. A lot of producers now, they trying to find a sound.
Right.
They haven't found their sound. How did you find your sound? Like, how did you know? Because I know when I hear, I'm
right,
like,
you know.
I'm a dancer.
Right.
Like, you just know. You don't even have to. Who is, a lot of people, remember, who used to roll the dice? Tumbling Dice.
I knew you talking about,
was
yeah.
it Rashad?
Rashad Smith, right?
Rashad Smith.
Yeah.
But there were all,
like
people
tags
always,
and
yeah,
stuff like
and
that.
Mustard on the beat,
ho. Metro, you know, if a Metro yeah. don't charge, I'm going to shoot you, you know.
But you have, like, your sound, like,
right.
like how did, yeah, how
I think
did
it's
you
the,
know?
The thing is, it's the drumming in me, man. Like, I little, first started out, like,
we had
you know, mm-hmm.
Yay.
Hard drums was my thing.
Okay.
You know, I had to figure out the melodies, and that's why, like, even Brand New, it was a sample, because I wasn't a fluent musician, a player. So I took the hard drums and just sampled, and I'm like, let me get this amazing melody and just put hard drums on it. And that was my thing, and that was
that's what it is. It's like a pretty song. It make you feel, that's what it is. Your music is not what I say or what you do, but mm-hmm. it's how we make people feel.
Right.
And one thing about our songs that I know that we've done together, mm-hmm. from the Brand New to right. the, what was the one? Sometimes I.
Yeah, wow.
You wanna know what's crazy? Is, I can say it now, is I wrote that song about Polo, the dog.
Really?
Because it was like,
wow.
He's been my best friend for years. I would say when I did Tada, almost 20 years.
Wow.
But what happened was, the reason I was like, sometimes I lay in my bed and think, what it be like if you was in my life and by my side. Oh boy, I cannot lie, cause sometimes I wish you was my man so I can be. Now see, I want to have a
Yo.
Concert. But I wrote that song because we've slept in the same bed with each other.
Wow.
He's had to carry me in. One time I was so drunk, I was like, please don't let nobody touch me. He's never touched me a day
wow.
in his life.
That's
and
powerful.
Every time I would be like, Polo, maybe we should be together. We should do something. He was just like, no, baby girl, like, we could just be friends. And I was just like, yo, that's crazy.
Wow.
The opportunities that he's had to smash, bomb, treat me like shit, marry me, have
yeah.
his baby, all that. You know, he was like, yo, I'd rather be your brother, your friend, whatever you need. I won't risk that, trying to put something on something
that's
that
real.
Just leave it as is. And I was
that's
like,
real.
Sometimes I wish you was my boyfriend. But at the end of the day, I'm closer to you because we can't break up. This mm-hmm. isn't for everything.
That's
so
cool.
I know how that made me feel. And just like, when we did I did the Jim Jones one,
mm-hmm.
and then the Fab, you know, me and
right.
Fab got
right.
the collabos,
right.
and you worked with him as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, both Jim and Fab.
Damn.
Yeah.
Then it's just like everybody you've worked with. Name some of the artists that you've worked with. All right, me, Fab, Jim
Lil
Jones.
Lil Mo, I got to say it right. Lil Mo,
yep.
Meezy.
Yeah.
Godmother.
Yeah.
Fab, Jim Jones, the whole Dipset, the whole G-Unit, J-Lo. French Montana,
J-Lo.
Lil Wayne,
Weezy,
Chris Brown. We just did 9 songs on Chris Brown.
And I know
on a Full Moon album.
God,
yeah,
because that song, that
Davies.
Album got 145 songs on it, and you did 9 of them.
9 of the 145.
Yeah,
Davies, CeeLo Green, Keisha Cole. I
just
scored,
to name a few.
Yeah, I scored Justin Bieber. I scored and produced the theme song to ESPN First Take. You know, sports is real heavy, and you know,
he's saying that, yeah, I just scored. I'm just like, yeah. nigga, yeah, I scored the motherfucking thing to the thing. You feel me? Yo.
So, you know, now mind you, but what's
amazing.
Dope. But hold on. What's dope is, let me look in the camera.
All
right. That's why I wrote Love, right?
I like that. Is that your clothing line?
Nah, this is Defend Brooklyn.
That's lit.
This is dope, right? But Mo showed love and gave me an opportunity before any of those artists I just named. So, you know, on camera, you know, I've thanked you a million times, but just for the world to see, you know, and I'm gonna try not to make you emotional, because
I gotta
keep you, but thank you for giving me a shot. Thank you for giving me a chance without even having a name, because most, and people don't understand this, a lot of artists work with producers based off of their discography, based
yeah.
off of what they've created, based off of who worked with who, but you didn't care. You know, you let the music speak for itself, and you let me speak to you musically. And you listened, and you heard, and you spoke back. And that's how we have Brand New. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes I. And this amazing music that's about to come out. We ain't going to tell you no more
yeah.
about it, but we back at it. where it started. But thank you again for just believing in me and
thank
believing
you
in my sound. It wasn't even like nurtured. It wasn't even like developed. It was just like me trying to figure out
what dope. I wanted to say. And you still are dope. It's just like I could tell, like even Fab says the same thing. He was just like, yo, like you've played a huge, you've had a huge impact on everything. Like you gave me a chance. I could have used anybody on song because of the years that I had put in and the stuff that I was doing. I was just like, no, I love the, when people are at that, like, yo, they got, like y'all better snatch up.
Right.
Because I'm going to get them on this. And I saw it before anybody could see it. And there's a lot of people, and it's not even so much so, it's just like sometimes I also look at people's heart and their drive and just how much, like, you really be out here.
Oh, yeah, man.
You don't have nobody, oh, you got my man. I'm just, like, you're your best marketing, promotion, mouthpiece.
Right.
So I was just like, yo, and your passion for this has never changed. Like, from starting off with just getting a placement with me to working with Justin Bieber and scoring just your discography alone, and you're just as humble more now, even than from the beginning.
Right.
How do you maintain that? Because there's a lot of people, I'm going to just tell you straight up, they act like they weird. And you've never picked up the weird spirit.
Right, no way. I can't. You know, we were raised properly. We were raised the right way. And, you know, God first. And, you know, when you say that, it's tricky because when you say that, people expect you to be perfect. So I'm the first, and she can vouch, like, we're far from perfect, but we know where our gift comes from. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I could know one day I can be hot and have this amazing talent and gift, and the next day I cannot. And then it's like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
hello.
I gotta remain humble, I gotta be cool, and just be an example of the fact that you can be gifted, talented, great, successful, but be the coolest individual you can possibly be that make people want to be around you and just love your energy and love your spirit. So I probably put more work into that and being grounded and staying and keeping that relationship with God and being cool than the music, because for me, I feel like that's more important. Like everything else will develop. Everything else will come into fruition if my spirit, mind, body, and soul is right. That's
how
right.
How do you keep it right? Because this industry is wrong.
Man, you got to be careful what you feed it. You got to be careful.
Hello?
Who you surround yourself with. That's why I only travel with those that I feel
well,
I love.
Yeah,
ones.
Now we about to get into that.
Yeah, man.
I mean, because not only for production, like you've put together like nice events, workshops and
absolutely.
Stuff like that I've attended that you've had. And like you really
and you
be
came,
on point.
You came to the first one. Like y'all looking
where
at like
in the Bronx,
you was in the Bronx at my church on 233 and White Plains Road.
Yep.
Measy showed up with the kids, like did her thing, like and I was a youngin' and just having a vision to just give to people and just inspire people, man. And now fast forward, we like what 16, 17 years, and now I have like a music one-on-one college tour where we go
that's
and educate
dope.
People on the music business. Because think about it, nobody gave us nothing, nobody taught us
nobody taught us nothing.
We had
they
to figure
threw
it
us
out.
To the wolves and with blood and with food with no food.
Right.
Like no, they threw us to the what's the thing that when they smell blood, they definitely get sharks.
Yeah, sharks.
To the sharks with blood on our clothes
and
told
like,
you get
live,
the fuck
survive.
Out of this. Yeah,
right.
Figure it out. And we're still figuring out. Or they'll throw you on an island with a whole bunch of people you've never seen before and none of them are your friends
and say,
nobody
eat.
Cares. And then you just gotta make a hit record and do the best. But we've sustained.
Man, absolutely.
And you've managed to stay above.
Yeah.
So with the you said the musical
music
college?
The music 101 college tour.
What's that about? And how can people be a part of that?
Yeah, so you know, I would always, while touring with Trey, we would end up in different
Trey
cities.
Trey Songz.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Trey Songz.
Yeah, just in case. We like, Trey, from The Wire.
So, you know,
always try.
Right. So. But just, you know, touring, I would always want to find a school that was nearby in whatever city we were in and
you
just pull
always,
up.
You always do go to a school
and just,
talk to
you know,
kids.
Inspire the children. And, you know, one of my brothers that I graduated with high school, Mike Daniel, hit me up and was like, listen, I see what you're doing. I'm in the school system. Like, this is what I do. This is my career. This is my passion. I want to take what you're doing and really put a name behind it, brand it, take it to the next level. So we created the Music 101 College Tour. This is our third year. We visited over 30 schools, NYU, Harvard, Yale. We just was at, I was at Harvard. We came down to D.C. and did Howard.
Gotcha.
William Patterson, Bronx Community College. So just educating people on the business. Everybody wants to be an artist, songwriter,
people have no idea
producer, superstar. And I'm like, You can be this. You can be a makeup artist. You can be a stylist. You can be a production. You know, you can.
I had baggage administrators. That means they carry the bags. But
hey, listen,
as long as you put people, but you know, people are so attracted to titles. Be like, just carry the bag and let's go in this thing. And there are many times that honestly, I've learned how to be a woman of many talents. Not only do I sing, song, but I've learned how to. You got to learn how to do everything.
Multitask.
And sometimes you have to. Yes, multitask. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to learn how to do it by yourself. So with that multitasking, it's hard to find, honestly, loyalty, good help, or people that see your vision and want to push you even more to be like, all right, we did this. This is your goal. Let's exceed that. So with that, and you've managed to maintain that, and I know because the life expectancy of a producer is, you know, they say. There are a lot of one-hit wonders, but you have a plethora of hits. And you also managed to tour with Trey Songz.
Right.
Y'all still on tour now? Y'all doing?
Yeah, we just came back from doing a show in Richmond. We had a show in Richmond this past weekend.
Well, I was in Portsmouth, so that's not too far.
So we did a show there.
How was that?
Dope. And he was home. That's his hometown.
Two up, so two down.
But you know, it's challenging. And I also have a residency in Vegas, so when you're ever in Vegas, you got to come
hang out. What's the dates on that?
Every weekend.
So every weekend
I fly from New York to Vegas. I'm the drummer. I'm the resident drummer at Dre's
Nightclub. The Dre's drummer.
Yep.
So how the yes, I need a damn residency and a damn singer song.
Yeah, you do. Let me talk about this.
I need to just go to Dre's once in my life.
Yes,
that's on my bucket list. So look, I ain't even know. Now
yes,
that's the blood.
I ain't even know.
But with that, all right, tour with Trey, with all this going, how do you manage to, he does a lot of shit right now.
You got
and
him,
I really
man.
Feel bad because he's really a good guy.
Right.
Let me see how to say this the right way.
Let me get
because,
a sip.
Yeah, because let me sip mine too. Because this industry and these women and the lies, how do you deal with just seeing someone that's your friend, that you work with, see people attack or not only try to formulate an attack, plot an attack, and you're just like, oh my God, that's not even how it happened.
Right.
Then it makes the, I just saw something yesterday, I'm just like, well, they leave him alone.
Right.
Like, what did he do to people that?
That's success for you, man. That's success, that's people wanting.
First you're gay, then it's this, now they're saying he beats women. It's like, they can't, he can't even go out the house.
Can't, but people want fame. That's
by any
that's,
means.
That's fame, and that's what comes along with it. You know, so it's about being grounded. Like, his mother is amazing. And we just celebrated her. So happy birthday, Mama April. We just celebrated her birthday this past weekend. And
gotcha.
It's all about your surroundings and those that you keep around you that
and that's what
hold
I never
you
understood
and lift you up.
Some of the stuff that be coming out about certain people, I'm just like, I know who they be around. And I'm like, some of the stuff, it don't just be adding up.
Right.
Just because I know their mom and I know who they're around. And I'm like, they don't allow that around. So I don't understand. And I understand the media takes whatever they can, whatever crumb they can have.
The power of media.
And that social media will destroy you. And you be, there have been plenty of times I've been in bed sleep and woke up to a whole scandal.
You can say, I don't. And imagine if you put, I don't, and just posted the word, I don't. And like you're saying, go to sleep. You'll wake up with all kind of memes.
Yeah.
And people putting your words with different things
they
and taking your pictures.
Shit so much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But they don't understand. And I said, you got to be mindful and very cautious of how you attack the head of the body. Because even though you're sufficient and everyone else that's a part of the team, that's what makes up the whole corporation or the whole entity.
Right.
You have to be careful how you attack the head because the people around, they suffer too.
We just
were
talking about that.
If when Fab had his situation, why'd you take a woman beat? I said the fabulous, the Jonathan that I know.
Right.
It's not no woman beater.
Right.
And you have to be completely aware. If he falls, the whole body.
The whole movement. Yeah.
Dies.
The whole movement. Right.
There'll be unemployment.
That's right.
Homelessness.
Sure.
Stuff attached. So you have to be real careful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say, I don't believe you, what you say, this and that. But you have to be careful because this your sacrifice.
Yeah.
His sacrifice is making sure kids go to college.
Absolutely.
Food is on the table.
Absolutely. Lights go on.
Lights are on.
Right.
Because if you quit today, there'll be a lot of people who won't have place to stay.
That's real.
Food to eat. And that's not to discriminate or to downplay anything anyone else does. But people don't realize my sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So if people attack me, I tell my husband all the time, certain things we can't do or even play with. Mm-hmm. Don't play in nobody's face. Mm-hmm. You can't even say hi to people anymore. Oh, they try to holler. I said, because if
it's true,
you're the head of the house.
Right.
But let's just be clear. If I'm removed from that equation,
done. Right.
A lot of things will be in the zero.
Right.
So
it's an amazing point.
The conversations, I could just imagine, there are certain things I know that we don't even put out there because there are certain things that have to remain. Mm-hmm. Certain things we'll take to the grave.
Right.
And
right.
certain things, it's just amongst the family.
Right.
For anybody that's watching, how do you push through that?
Right.
When you're with your friend or mm-hmm. you yourself, something comes up.
Right.
And you know that this can
ruin.
Right. You've worked in this industry. Mm-hmm. I've been in this industry for 20 years.
Right.
So you've been pretty much neck and neck.
Yeah.
One thing can
ruin it all.
Can overshadow.
Right.
You can bust your ass for all those years and people say, oh, he's a woman beater.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's a this.
Right.
There's no way to clean that.
Right.
It's certain things you can't clean. How do you stay away from that, but make sure that your friend is okay?
Right.
Or your brother, like, bro,
You know, for me, you know, as he went through that situation, it was more so of, you know, letting him know that I was there in support and letting him know that, you know, the biggest support I can give him is prayer. That's the biggest, you know, that's the best I can do. You
that's
know, I can talk to you all day. I can give you words of encouragement, and it might be so heavy and the burden might be so heavy that nothing I'm saying is really connecting with you. So I think the biggest thing or the best thing for me to do was to go to God about it. You know, I would let him know. Even Fab. I hit Fab.
Yeah.
Chris, when he was going through what he was going through, I would send him scriptures. I would send him different quotes and different things that I felt, you know, would be a blessing to them in the situation that they were going, you know, and through. And it shows you who's who.
It do.
You know what it
reveals. Anytime something happens that's meant to tear you down, mm-hmm. always, I don't never hit people. Now, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Is it true?
Right.
You know what I do is I don't even text. I'll be like, I'll say you good, but then I'll make it my business to find them and look in the eye and be like, you okay?
Right.
And I'll be like, this ain't going to make the podcast.
This will stay
in my heart.
Right.
Because we work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare to find real.
That's true.
And when you find real, it's rare that when you find real, you want to keep them so close that it's just like, I don't want nobody to tamper or touch. That's why one thing I love about us, I would never let anyone come through or between the relationship that we have.
Absolutely.
The relationship I have with Fab.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that tries to come between that, you gotta go.
Right.
That's what I've lost whole husbands and people because they've tried, oh, that's supposed to be your brother, this and that. Fuck out of here.
Right.
Because you gonna always be my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen niggas come and go.
Right.
But
one
thing you know for sure is them nieces and nephews, she got to get out here. I'm a dance. We need some music.
Right. And
your niece
you saw
is expensive. What I say?
Yeah, I stopped.
And you sent it immediately.
Yeah, I stopped. Sis hit me and said, it's time.
Yeah.
And that's all I need.
Because you'll always, you'll be like, sis, you good?
Mm-hmm.
We working. I got this coming up.
Right.
I'll be like, you know, thanks. But as soon as it popped out, I saw them bubbles pop up. He said, we in.
Yeah.
And as soon as you sent it, we went in the studio.
Right.
And
two classics.
Classics. Did a song with my son, my 9-year-old son.
Really?
That's Justin on it.
Really?
That's my son on it.
Wow.
So, and I didn't have to vocal produce him. I went in there and he was like, I want to be on the song.
Wow.
And I was just like, you already know who we want to get on the song.
Right.
He sent that email. I said, I need that email. Mm-hmm. Send you the session.
Mm-hmm.
Said, send it.
Right.
So look, we was like, yo, you heard back from Ball yet?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. No sooner as you said that. Let me check in. Let me make sure. Let me refresh these. Oh, here it is. So we
amazing.
In there.
Listen, y'all That's ain't
how you
ready.
Do. You just speak it into existence.
Absolutely.
And I love the fact that you've stayed on me
mm-hmm.
for over the years. Like, yo, don't let your gift. There's some people that's talented, and there's some people that's good, but there's some people that have a gift.
Right.
And that comes from God. And
Absolutely.
You stayed on me, and it made sure that my gift made room for itself.
Mm.
Because, let's just put, there's a million singers.
Right.
There's some people that could sing me under a table.
Right.
Might not be a lot of them motherfuckers, but it's some people that could sing me under the table.
Right.
There are people that can produce, and there's probably somebody that can do, his track is way better. That's fine.
Right.
But that relationship
absolutely,
and that reality and that loyalty is rare, and that humility. That's why I love to keep certain. When it comes to certain projects, there are we can hit up, I can hit up anybody, mm-hmm. but it's like, no, I know who gives me what I need. And I thank you for being there all the time, anytime I've called,
right, right.
no matter what. It's just like, you just always, you've never told me no.
Right.
Or you've always told me the real, like, yo, me, it's like, da da da. And I'm like, all right,
right.
I ain't
mm-hmm.
got no choice but to respect it.
Right.
You have a fucking attitude. If you want to, you better tighten up. So with that being said, since you never tell me no, we have a drum
shoot.
Set to the side. Can we do brand new live before
wow.
we have to go? Just a little something. See, I
That's
put them on
fire.
The spot. Get y'all a little cute little concert. Let me pull up the words. My ass wrote the damn song and don't remember the lyrics.
Wow.
I'm going to sit down and sing it before we take y'all on out. Let me just say the thank yous before we go.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to Next Level Publishing for everything today. Thank you to OG Podcast Network. Thank you to Hack and Stack and them. Thank you for watching and tuning in, because if you don't watch, then I can't get these checks.
Word.
And then my kids can't eat. And we Sis talked about
eat.
That. My them babies be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't be hungry. Them babies expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Stage 17.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How we do this? See how we laid this
mm-hmm.
shit out?
Yeah. This is perfectly.
You gotta go top of the building, baby. Yeah. We on top of the world. So Amadeus, thank you to you. Anybody
Man.
You want to shout out in your social media? Let everybody know where they can reach you at. And the if yeah, follow him so you can find out when the college tour.
Right. Absolutely.
Or if. You know, if they want something to come to their city, where
okay.
where can they reach you?
Well, first off, shout out to you. Thank
oh,
you
thank
again.
You. Thank
man,
you.
This is she's special. She's
and I
unique.
Ain't been to sleep, so you know.
Oh, yeah, she
we
just
don't sleep.
All for me. Listen,
yeah.
this is family right here. So shout out to Meezy. Congrats on everything that you got going on,
thank
everything
you.
That's coming. We about to smash them.
Yep.
Just be ready for that. Thank
this
you for having me.
This crazy.
Whole Platinum Boy Music fam.
Yeah.
The kids at home. Father's Day is Sunday. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Father's Day is, you know, one of my favorite days of the year.
You just gonna get a tie,
you know,
and a card.
Tie, best look, best and breakfast.
Best day
and,
out of noodles.
You know, massage. You know, last year I got a foot and hand massage.
Aww.
You know, I woke up to that last year. So we'll
they
see what's happening.
They said fathers work so hard, and don't all they get is a tie and a card made out of noodles that says number one.
But you
day.
Know, but you know what? The love. And the excitement over the noodles.
Yeah.
And the tie.
Them kids be so happy to do that.
Listen, man.
Because, you know, to get kids to do anything.
Like these days.
Shall.
You know what I mean? So,
we
tuned in. We
wait.
Locked in, man. King Amadeus, Queen Lil Mo, Finding Boy Music. You know what it is, man. Stay tuned. Thank you for having me. And we're going to show you how we got started.
All right. I might have to lower the key down just because my throat. No. All right. How was the... would break my heart. I wasn't strong enough to let down my guard till you told me, don't be afraid to fall in love, cause you knew about her, you've been scarred. Started to believe and I gave love a chance. I've been born again, cause baby you make me feel brand new. Hey, my darling, baby. And such to my wish, I ain't ever, ever felt a love like this. And just when I thought it couldn't get no better, then you told me you wanna spend the rest of your life with me. Got down the morning and gave me a ring, kissed my face, and I already knew before I could say I do. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. My heart keeps saying, and I can't stop this feeling. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You make me feel brand new, my darling.